It's that time of the week. Hello and a very warm welcome to this week's edition of the show that gives you the chance to be a part of the debate among the African youth. I am your host, Wanjiko Mwaura, here in Bonn, Germany. And in today's program, we'll be following up on a topic that was shared on our Facebook page. Do young women prefer money over true love? And for this discussion, I will be joined by Andrew Wasike in Nairobi, Kenya. And he has some very interesting panelists on this thorny debate. And he also made sure to maintain social distancing as he talked with them. Some of them joined him via phone. And of course, I will also have the pleasure of reading the thoughts you've shared on our Facebook page, DW Africa. So do stay tuned for that as well. But first, do some people believe young women prefer money over true love?
You know, you've made me fear for my kids. Okay, my kids are going to be shepherded by some socialite. Okay, I'm going to chase them in club. I'm going to be clubbing with my son. If I see a socialite coming, I'm not raising my son properly for stupid women.
Who is raising the daughters then? You can be sure this show is about to get heated. And just to remind you, it's not too late for you to join the debate. Just go over to our Facebook page, DW Africa, and leave your comment there. Now, without much further ado, Andrew, take it away.
Thank you very much, Wanjiku. We are receiving you loud and clear all the way from the Kenyan capital, Nairobi. This is the 77%. My guests today are 29-year-old Phyllis Achieng, 28-year-old Adrian Ngutia, 26-year-old Edith Mula, and 24-year-old Catherine Nekesa. If I may start with you, Ngutia, can you tell me why you think that young men are against women who prefer financial security while they themselves cannot offer these women the same?
Personally, I feel like it's not fair for my lady to be being sponsored by another person because of jobless. The reason why this is happening is because women right now, they prefer men who have money. And as young people here in Kenya, because we don't have any job, there's unemployment, of course, we'll decide also to go for women who have money.
Wait, on that point, so are you telling us that there are also men out here who prefer money from sponsors and maybe like you?
Yes. Let me be honest with you, this is Kenya. If at all I can get a woman who can sustain my financial needs, pay for my rent, even if she's old, I'll try to stay with her, but not for love. I'll save with her for material things, but I'll be having a side girl or a side woman whom I'll go and share the kids with, just in case if anything happens, I'll go back to that lady when I have money from this old woman.
And what will you be giving this woman to make her actually give you that money?
I'll be giving her fake love. Tell her hey, you're pretty, you're amazing. And of course, you know what this old woman needs from young men.
Which is what?
Good sex.
Good sex?
Yes.
Okay. And what about you, Phyllis Achieng? What do you think about such women?
Andrew, the illusion of love has been distorted. People in this age and era, there's a very thin line between love and money. So true love has been distorted. Love has been distorted. Love is coming in the form of different things. There's kids who are being born into that. That's why you find they're broken marriages.
What do you think about those women who rely on sponsors? Do you think it's fair? What are your views?
For me, I can't even blame them. You know, I've seen girls who have actually been very good girls. They've studied to university, but life itself makes them to be this way.
So, Phyllis, do you want to respond on this one?
All of a sudden, they're like, I'm a businesswoman, I'm selling lipstick, but what platform did you use to get there? You slept around with men, you slept around with rich men, so this is what you're telling kids to do. And then in the process, you want to say you have a career. Dude, you don't have a career. You're a whore. Kai, Andrew, you know, you've made me fear for my kids. Okay, my kids are going to be shepherded by some socialites. Okay, I'm going to chase them in clubs. I'm going to be clubbing with my sons. If I see a socialite coming, I'm not raising my sons properly for stupid women. She wears a short dress and then she goes and confuses my son in a club. Okay, I can't have none of it.
So do you think that there is love, or do you just think that these are the kind of relationships, this is the generation that we are bringing up?
To me, my opinion is, if you have money and you have this girl who is maybe pretty or beautiful, trust me, that pretty woman will try to love you, and at the end of the day you'll also love her because you have money. But my friend, if you are poor, there's no love, my friend. Either way, there's no love, let me be honest. And this is Nairobi.
Okay, over to you, Catherine. Let me ask you a question. They say that in Kenya, women only think about money. They don't care about anything else. What are your views concerning this?
It's very common, not even Nairobi alone. It's everywhere. Everywhere.
According to me, it's true. Because you are a lady, you need to pay your rent. Like, you have your girls out there. They look so nice. Some are driving. You also want to be there. You'll also look for that man.
Or is this something that you personally will do?
I personally? Yes, if I get somebody who have money, why not?
Okay, then why do you think that young men here in Kenya are against the fact that women are going for these people with financial security, with money, yet these young men, they cannot provide what this other person can do?
Yeah, they're furious because sometimes you can be dating someone, he's young, you ask him for money, he will stop talking to you. Maybe you need that money urgently. And at the moment, I don't have. You see, they start keeping quiet, they don't pick your calls. So ladies will prefer getting someone who will shower them with money rather than being with these young boys. I know of a friend who is there, but not for love, but because of the money. He has a car, she's driving. Yeah, she's enjoying.
Do you care about money more than love?
I prefer money because there is no love nowadays.
Do you prefer money or love? That is our question for this week. The issue of money, or better put, financial stability in relationships, is not new. In fact, long before you and me, the 77%ers, were born, an R&B artist, Gwen Guthrie, sang of the same issue. I'm sure you've heard this song. Listen.
Nothing in life is free. That's why I'm asking you, what can you do for me? I've got responsibility, so I'm looking for a man who got some money in his hand.
So is it wrong for women and men to be concerned about financial stability? When you are choosing your partner, do you choose them based on potential they have for the future, or based on what you can see? Do people even believe in love? Don't go anywhere yet, because Andrew and our panelists still have a lot more to say on this topic. For now, let's quickly go through your responses on Facebook.
The 77%. Join the debate.
Love Ambassador says, yes, in Kenya here, girls love men according to their pockets. True love no longer exists among young people of this modern age. Aye, hey. Akwasi De Broy says, such a pathetic new trend in Africa, my motherland. It is really an unfortunate truth. What do you guys think? You know where I'm getting these comments? DW Africa Facebook page. And one last one here. Fi Derek Fi says, true love exists not. Money gets love. With no money, even if you could get love, it wouldn't last for months. Ay, 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 ay. Quite harsh there from Fi. Again, my question is, do people even believe in love? Thank you so much for weighing in on our Facebook page, DW Africa. Let's go back to Nairobi. Andrew, take it away.
Okay, Edith Muller, can you just tell our listeners, do you prefer money from sponsors to true love, and do you think that there is love in present time?
I prefer true love, yes, but I also believe there is true love. I also believe in the foundation of two people knowing each other, building that relationship from friendship to love, to which grows to family and something bigger. But I see nowadays being given money is not like a new thing, something odd like it was before this 21st century. So all I say, if the opportunity comes for money, you don't refuse, you take it. Because, you know, eventually, because we believe in true love, one day you'll have to reach this person when you get that right person who you say, no, this one is the right person for me.
So, Edith, you are saying that you will be in a relationship with this person until you find your right person.
Yes. If it's for money, yes. Because obviously I don't love this person. Because it's just the financial security I have.
Most women in Kenya right now, do they go for the looks? Do they go for the bond that you said? You said the foundation. Do they go for all these things? Or do they just go into a relationship based on what you can bring to the table?
The main point is that love has been distorted. We don't know what love is anymore. You get? Because feelings have been commercialized. Everything has been commercialized.
Thank you very much, Phyllis. Okay, now let me pose the same question to Edith.
Nowadays, people always go to a relationship based on what you bring to the table. Even men nowadays don't like women who don't have money. Because they'll say, now, I don't want someone who will be nagging me. I want money for salon, I want money for this, I want money for that. No. Nowadays, they'll say, I'll bring this to the table. What will she bring to the table? That's what is going on. And you find other ladies, so we are not financially stable. So we always target these guys who is like, will give you everything. So when you get this platform and everything goes well and you become financially stable, you always tend to get, now we start ditching these people. Because these people are obviously older than we are, 26, so maybe I'm dating a 52.
Yeah,
that's it. So how will you end up with a 52? No, even I can't even introduce my 52-year-old to my mom. So I end up ditching this one. Because, you know, I have got the security. Because now I'll get another, this guy who's like, hi, I want a relationship with you. You're bringing this to the table, you know, financial stable. That's it.
Okay. Yes. Is this only tied to women alone, or do men also do this?
Men do this. I'll get an instance of, you go to Coast, so many men are out there looking for these Italian women who come over there. They don't look them for love, they want the money. And also ladies go there, they are looking for these Italian and whatever people who come there to the Coast for a holiday. They ain't looking for relationships. They know these guys have come for holiday, they have money. So you want money, nothing else.
Even if it leads to marriage, it's nothing.
Yes, it will lead to marriage. Because it's an Italian man who has come there, he's 80. Then he comes 80 years old, 80 years, and even me, I'm 26. I only know the here is zero sexual satisfaction. It's only money which is splashing all over. So he comes, invests. You know, there's always a target that he'll either go back and leave me all this, or die here and I become the sole inheritor. So
it's a plot. So plot. Most people, they do have their main relationship on the side, but they are also with this men and women.
Yes. We have even seen interviews where guys say, when they know the Italian guys or the Italian ladies coming, they'll tell the family, I'll say you're my sister. Because we and the family know.
And the wife will accept and will introduce themselves to these guys as the sister.
Yes, sister, cousin, my brother. Yes.
Only for money, no love, no romance, just for the money.
Yes, because they know by the time this guy goes back to wherever he came from, maybe it's a month's stay, and you're getting over 200,000. On his day here, us as family, we don't know what this day gets. So what do they do? They tend to pretend.
It's definitely getting hot in here. We're talking about side relationships, wives and husbands pretending to be siblings just to cash that check. Ay, 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 ay. The things people do for money, hey? And love in this case, or what is it? You tell me. On Facebook as well, your comments coming in show that the topic is a hot one. Chiadi Gerald says, young African women prefer money over true love, but European women prefer true love to money. Mm-hmm. That is the thought of Chiadi there. Bless Tifeg says, continent in confusions. Everything's all about money. Uh-huh. What do you think of our topic this week? To keep the conversation going, for now, back to you, Andrew.
Gucci, I would want to ask you this question. So do you think there's something like love without romance? It's just love. It's there, but there's no romance.
Andrew, let me tell you this. Love is there, but romance will come if you have money. You can't be romantic, bro. Or you can't be romantic if you can't take somebody to a nice hotel, to this vacation. So love will be there if you have money.
And how do you think we are giving birth to a generation which cannot avoid this, and sooner or later, maybe when we are not here, this will be the norm?
It will be the norm. Uh-huh. I accept it will be the norm in the next generations to come and over, because it's something we're copying from foreign places to our own cultures. Before, when you're in Igbo, used to say sugar daddy. Uh-huh. But nowadays you don't say sugar daddy.
As in people are getting used to it. It's a way of life.
It's a way of life. Because mm-hmm. when you say, even telling people I'm dating a man who is older than me by so many years, it was like a taboo.
Mm-hmm.
But nowadays, I have a sponsor, so what is?
Thank you very much. I was speaking to Phyllis, Adrian, Edith, and Catherine from Nairobi. This is Andrew Wasike.
A big, big shout out to Andrew and the Brutally Honest 77%ers in Nairobi who joined us for that debate. Do you agree with what they said? Are you in a relationship for money or for love? I would love to hear from you for free. You know what to do. Go over to our Facebook page, DW Africa, and tell me, what do you think of this week's topic? And if you think you have what it takes to be a part of these debates, write me an email at the77%@dw.com. My name is Wanjiku Maura. And at this point, we are at the end of yet another exciting show. On behalf of Andrew Wasike, Eliana Giaducci, and the technical team that made this show a success, I, Wanjiku Maura, thank you for listening and for your comments. Catch up with the show next week, same place, same time, and next time, new host. And as we've been speaking of money, love, and romance, here's P Square with their song, Chop My Money. Until next time, goodbye. Chop my money, 'cause I don't care. I don't care,
don't care, I don't care, don't care, I don't care, 'cause I get them plenty. I don't care, I don't care, I don't care, I don't care, 'cause you know the MC. Summer salt and suns for you, you know I can. Farabale, go malole, omwele, I get pepe. Ten by soro, kilo shele. If you see her eyes, yeah. You don't go believe, she's looking at me. I don't care, 'cause we know the end.